You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
All right. We're back. Hour two, Sunday, June 27th, 2021. We've got V on the line, and we're talking, well, I don't know, scalar communications, the modification of humans on Earth, or people on Earth. I know humans are, it's a bad word, okay. Man, I gotta get Alan's voice in here because he has this problem sometimes. Is sitting back and biting his tongue, and by the time we're done with the show, I call him up and he's got blood ripping out of his tongue because he's biting it so hard because he wants to get in there, but he also wants to hear what's being said. Alan, are you there?
Yeah, no, I'm actually sitting out here, fairly calm this morning. I generally tend to get a little more wound up as the day goes on, like I said, as I watch what happens in the skies. But right now, I've got my deer out here, and there, a couple of them are bringing their little fawns up with them. And I don't care how big and tough a guy you are, a little baby spotted white-tailed fawn is just the cutest thing you've ever seen on this planet. You know, at its peak, and it's just, Nate, I'm sitting here barefoot, you know, watching the crap happen in the sky, watching the technology invade on the world, on the peaceful world that I want to try to exist in. And, you know, they're just, Ernie Hancock says that, you know, there are those of us who just want to be left alone, and there are always those who don't want to leave us alone.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by this conversation about the vaccines and, you know, how it merges with the chemtrails. You know, we talked about those strands that they were finding in people. That was back in the early 2000s. I forget what they called them, and they attributed that to chemtrails, right? And I forget what they called those strands, but back in the day, it was kind of like a tough nylon strand that would be in your body coming out of you,
or Morgellons disease.
Morgellons disease. Right,
that is the physical manifestation of someone who is rejecting the transhumanism. You and I, we don't have, I used to have one long fiber that would grow out of the top of my right hand. A girlfriend and I just watched it grow, and over about a year, it reached about a foot long. So she finally plucked it out. She got too freaked out. But for those of us who are not showing any symptoms, we are assimilating. For those people who are coming up with these nanocrystal-like formations, metallic lesions, metallic hairs, they're rejecting the transhumanism, and the syndrome is called Morgellons disease. Yes.
Okay. Well,
in other words, you're saying resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. We'll become the Borg.
I didn't hear that.
We've got to breathe. We've got to eat. We've got to drink. You know.
The weird thing is that for everyone that goes to the hospital, and there's huge cover up. Either you have Lyme disease. If you don't accept that diagnosis, then you're put in the loony bin for parasitosis.
Yep.
Which parasitosis is it's a psychological condition where you think that there are things that are growing out of your body that aren't there.
It's a psychological condition. Then.
So they'll lock you away if you talk about it. If you don't accept the Lyme disease, and they'll give you medications that will or won't work. But I actually have had on my show the first person in the world who the doctor said, yes, you have Borghella's disease, and even got disability for it. She lives in Australia.
Wow. Interesting. And so that's a rejection. Now we've got the new path, the distribution method. You know, maybe we say that, you know, the old distribution path was through the air, the nanoparticulates that would affect the person, the body. And like you were just saying, the rejection, you know, comes in the form of crystals and, you know, threads coming out. And that was the body kicking this out. But now they're besides other things, right, is there's whatever this mRNA treatment is, you know, it could be another distribution method of what they're doing to communicate with you inside this body, this chassis.
With this booster stage. Because the thing is, we actually clean out a good amount of the stuff they're dumping on us every day because of our metabolism. That's why they have to spray us every day. But with the vaccines, you get a huge vial of this nanoparticulates, the aluminum, because they say it's an adjuvant. Oh, yeah, we need an adjuvant in order for this so-called medicine to work. And for those of you who don't know what adjuvant is something that makes your cells more accepting to metabolic procedures, metabolic processes. So absorption, in other words.
It kind of pisses your immune system off. Yeah.
It does. But if you get a shot of that every 6 months, they don't have to spray us so much.
And that's the kind of where they're, I don't know where they're going with this, but I kind of do. You know, I guess that they're getting everybody addicted to jabs, and they'll have a bunch of junkies here in a little bit getting jabbed with all sorts of things. And that's probably the Delta variant nonsense. Or maybe it is sense, because that's their sense. A lot of people say that this doesn't really make sense. They go, well, why? I don't understand. Why are they doing this? So, well, your head isn't in the right place. You think that the governments of the world and the world in general is trying to keep you alive. It really isn't. You know, we're past humans. We're in a post-human society as far as technologically, you know, how it goes. They don't need us all that much. And now we're just, unneeded things that they're trying to get rid of.
And most of us out there, Steve, most of us out there are good people. You know, we've got, you know, normal natural thought processes. You know, we want to, you know, exist in our environment. And it's real hard for most people to understand the people that are in power, the ones that are doing this to us. You know, their thought processes are completely different. They, you want to call it egotistical, megalomaniacal, you know, whatever word you want to attach to it. You know, they wake up every morning with a complete different thought process in their head. You know, they wake up thinking, you know, how can I, you know, benefit? How can I get more? How can I do this? How can I have more of nature? I don't like all the people around me. I don't want to go out.
Exactly.
You know, they don't realize that there are people with these thought processes. And because most of us out there are good people at our, you know, at our base, it's real hard to understand that there are people out there that think like this, that do want to dominate and control the planet. And that's one of the hardest struggles I think I see. Most people are basically good, even if they're just, you know, ignorant morons, you know. They're basically good people, and they don't really want to understand and even, you know, entertain the concept that there are really, you want to call it evil? Yeah, that's the easiest phrase you can use. It's evil. There are evil people out there. And you've got to understand that and not just go along blithely and accept, you know, the jabs, you know, everything else. It's not all being done for our benefit. And that's real hard for most people to conceive.
Well, yeah, I mean, people don't understand that there is no light without the dark. no good without evil. There's so if you think that your world is made of candy, well, where's the excrement? It's got to be somewhere.
It definitely
right
does.
Right. You know, even
people
the
don't understand.
Candy turns into something stinky on the other end, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, I mean, people. I mean, we have something called the CIA, which is the world's biggest, most powerful terrorist group on the planet. Okay, they overthrow governments. They install dictators. They keep the secrets that we should be knowing about anything away from us. They traffic drugs. They traffic children. They traffic guns and to keep all the stuff going, all the bad stuff going, so they have a place to sit.
You know, you listen to John Perkins, you know, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You know, he said, you know,
yes.
At first they would, you know, when they want to take, when there's a country that they want, you know, some natural resource or something from, first they send us in. You know, we offer the leaders, you know, stupid amounts of money, you know, and power and, you know, and everything. If that doesn't work, then they send the jackals in. If their security's too good for the jackals, the assassins to take care of them, that's when the military goes in. You know, Nicaragua, Panama, you know, Grenada, all these places, you know. The economic hitman went in first. Didn't work. The jackals couldn't get them. So the military goes in, and then it gets real nasty.
Exactly. So and a lot of things that people don't understand, and I want to say this quickly about scalar waves. You bump up scalar waves, you have ELF waves. And a lot of times these two things mix. This is how they communicate with their submarines. Okay? The United States government can send the secret encoded messages that won't be picked up by anybody except for who they want it to go to in the submarines. And all these frequency weapons are being developed, you know. And right now what they're trying to do is they're trying to simulate the end times. So people are scared. You know, all the mass beachings, whale beachings, dolphin beachings, fish beachings, the birds flying or falling out of the sky and masses. Okay? This isn't biblical.
The fish die off in the river.
The water that turns red, this is the the beams going through the water and oxidizing the iron in the water. Yeah, I mean, there's some plantation plant life that will also react weird to it and turn red. But from what we're seeing, when you see these biblical happenings, this is all being done by the U.S. military.
Because, you know, nature, if everything's left to nature, it tends to go to a state of, you know, of stasis, you know, of survivability. You know, a bacteria, you know, some mutant strain, it might come out, and it might be very deadly and virulent in its earlier stages. But if nature took its course, it would tend to evolve to a point where it does not kill its host. It stays in the host. It survives on the host instead of killing it. If it killed every host out there, it would destroy itself. So even a bacteria tends to go towards a state of stasis, to where it uses the host, but it doesn't kill it. It might sicken it, but it's not going to kill it, you know. And that's what happened. You know, that's just basic, you know, earth science, whatever you want to call it. You know, don't screw with Mother Nature.
Hey, you guys want to let me bump you in the same direction we're going right now. I want to take this back a little bit. There's a guy. His name was Nikola Tesla. And I believe, you know, his basic roots were, wasn't he out of Poland initially? I think it was Poland or near Poland, somewhere around there. Alan, do you remember?
I do believe he was from Europe, yes. Originally.
Yeah. I think it's Poland.
I don't remember where.
But I can't remember, and I don't want to get it wrong. Anyways, incredible genius, right? And everybody said, oh, who was this guy, right? He comes, goes and studies at the Vatican. And it's like, what, a normal person studying at the Vatican? And it's like, well, okay. His dad was actually part of the Catholic Church from his home thing. So he knew people in there. And so he actually gets to study at the Vatican, and then he gets a little note that says, hey, Edison, you should look at this guy, you should let him work with you and whatnot. And they have a falling out, and they start the beginnings of the world with electricity, right? You know, they uncover together AC and DC. Nikola Tesla came up with, well, if we're to believe what we hear in the past, remote controlled cars, wireless energy, right? And it wasn't DC or AC, and it wasn't batteries,
right?
From everything that they described. And we postulate that it was all scalar technology, but well, that information was taken by the U.S. government after he was bankrupted. And there was a tower called Warden Cliff, right?
Yes.
And he created this thing, and it was going to power the whole U.S. Navy and everything here in the world, right? And everybody, God, what was his name? The rich person that didn't want
Morgan.
That right now?
J.P. Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan's all, ain't going to happen, dude. I can't charge for it. And then Warden Cliff gets destroyed, right? They're trying to build Warden Cliff here in Texas again. And it's like, but they don't have an understanding of electricity. They're still thinking AC and DC and things like that. And at least that's what I believe. But anyways, you know, that was what we were calling scalar technology that he was doing. And now we have a cover-up going on, the stories of Nikola Tesla. You know, very odd man from everything that was written by him, right? Doesn't want to touch a woman, doesn't like women, doesn't just focused on some damn thing, you know, understanding the world around us, grabbing energy from the ether and retransmitting it so it could be used for mechanical energy or, like you said earlier, healing. Right, you know, his brain was there for some reason, right? We don't really know much about it. But now where Tesla is all about, well, traditional stupid technology, right? We got batteries and electric motors, aren't we great? Right? And we got a computer, and you're like, dude, really? And you got a rocket ship that uses fuel, really, Buck Rogers? You know, and everybody's like, yeah, he's the most high-tech person. Really, tell me about that. You know, and that's Elon Musk, right, that pretends that he's the high-tech person. But, yeah. You know, it's cute, right? It's really cute.
It's
we got a rocket.
Yeah.
You know, have fun, dude. You know, we're still doing the things the same way. But they don't want that cat out of the bag, you know, the scalar technology. And perhaps you kind of, like, expanded a reason on the reasoning why that doesn't want to happen. You know, I don't know, it just fascinates me how...
You know, once again, we could be spanning the universe. The CIA knows how to make... And by the way, the whole Space Force thing... listen, we've had a Space Force. When the astronauts on the mission to the moon, they saw these three lights grouped together. There's a cluster of lights, but they cluster in threes. Listen, there is a triangle spacecraft that you can look it up. You can look it up right now. Everybody can look it up right now. Type in triangular spacecraft. Google patent. You'll see the patent. Yes, we've had them fully functional in the 1960s. These are your transport UFOs. They move cargo. So if the mission to the moon were to fail, that would have been the rescue vehicle.
Man, that's the music. Really? Okay, let's play by the rules. Republic of Texas Radio, TR3B. We'll be right back. Hang in there.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, we're back. Let's jump in pretty quick and let's keep this thing going. Hey, CFR wants to let you guys know that the TR3B is old tech. They're already up to F, and I really don't have a way of knowing. Don't really, I believe it, right? TR3B is
old technology. It's extremely old. That's why you're seeing it in the news. Over the past 2 years now, the mainstream media is now recognizing these things in the news. The three lights on these triangular crafts, they're recognizing it because their pilots coming out now saying they're seeing these things nonstop. Their military jet fighters. Pilots coming out saying that there's nothing they can do about any of these UFO sightings they get, because once they put on their locking systems, I mean, that's the only way they can follow them with the cameras, really, is their weapon targeting systems. But if they were to try to even shoot at them, they're gone.
Yeah.
So our known military is left helpless. Now, our covert, a shadow government, I'm pretty sure they laughed their butts off about this, because I'm going to tell you, 90% of the sightings that we have is our own government.
Yeah, they just released their long-awaited, we're going to talk about UFOs the other day, and what was it? 7 pages, I guess. Right thing. Yeah.
Well, I don't even know why they play by these rules of declassification. You know, they're supposed to declassify things after a certain time. These triangular craft. These. they're really old. They're really old, and they're willing to show it to us now because it's old. Yeah, the stuff that we have now, we can travel to other stars. We can travel to other solar systems. So really, tell you the truth, if you know, if you have this knowledge, you should be scared. And this is the thing that was supposed to get us to seed the entire galaxy, to spread across the universe. As we are, should be lords of our own planets. Each and every one of us. We are made in the image of God. But the CIA and the fear of the psychopath, people say, oh, the world's run by reptilians. Yes and no. Biologically, these people are human. Reptilian, yes, in mindset, because they don't recognize their own neocortex. They don't recognize their own mammalian brain. They run off of their reptilian cortex, the reptilian brain, the brainstem, the most primitive part. And they fear. They fear. Okay, so what if we did let this technology out and we had a Republic of Mars and then we had a Republic of Pluto? What if they don't see things our way? We go to war and we lose power. So that's why we're on a prison planet right now. They don't want anybody off this world because they fear their own selves. They fear us. They fear their own nature.
Man.
They fear not being in control. They want control.
They want control.
Yeah. At its base.
I don't want to be selfish here, but and I didn't know if I was going to take calls, and I haven't asked for any calls. But we do have a caller that is in the queue, and let's give who's hanging in there. Let's give him a few seconds or minutes. Dave in New York, what's going on, man?
Hello, good morning, or for V, I don't know what time of day it is. yeah, I think in. Afternoon. Okay, good. That's good. And I think it's always good to look at other possible sources for this illness going around called COVID. And, you know, it could be a mixture of a whole bunch of things. They could, I mean, once they have a disease out there and then they can mimic the illness with other methods. But I think we need to, at any point, we need to just stick with strict logic. And strict logic says, you know, we don't conclude anything until all the facts are in. And then we still question everything that we accepted. And Dr. Lee Merritt recently came out with a video, and she's speaking with Mike Adams, talking about the transference of nucleic acid sequences, which are just the spike or the prion portion of the spike protein, etc. She was suggesting that instead of having a spreading virus, that perhaps there is just a physically spread by contact material like this that spreads for a few people and then kind of stops. And she did cite the fact that she would have expected that many big cities would have had outbreaks like New York City. And, you know, I think this is something very reasonable she's putting forth. But when I hear people like Kaufman and Cowan speaking about, you know, the non-isolation, like you didn't follow our rules and isolate this the way we wanted you to, you know, and they don't speak, they don't tell us how many other viruses have or have not been isolated by their method. And the fact of the matter is the virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus that is claimed to exist, I say claimed, I will finish this in a second. Let me get back.
Okay.
The size of it is very small. Yeah.
Republic of Texas Radio. We'll continue this in a minute or two. Maybe 5 or 6. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Dave, we'll go back to you here in a second. I just want to say something, and then I want to turn that over to V for a sec. But, you know, as far as COVID and, you know, all the COVID lore that's going around, I'm not too sure personally. I haven't really been convinced that, I don't know that it's real. You know, I see the massacre, these large deaths actually did happen in New York. What was misclassifications of this? They created this new grouping genre called COVID-19, and they said, y'all got it, and y'all died, right? Maybe it was actually a massacre when they were taking sick people and putting them into the old folks' home and shutting down hospitals. There was a lot of strange stuff that went on, you know, but as far as, you know, now we're looking at COVID and we're experimenting with this and that. It's like, really? Aren't you just making stuff up and trying to get me afraid? And he got that lady over there in the supermarket. She's totally afraid. She's freaked out. Look at her eyes and her mask. I don't know. What do you think about that stuff, V, before we go back to Dave?
Well, okay. I remember... because I lived next door to a clinic, and I remember when they were saying, "Oh, the hospitals are full. You know, And I'm looking next door. The clinic is closed. They're saying, stay indoors. I actually went out about and went to every house, you know, and I took a taxi and a bus and went around to the hospitals around the city. This is the second largest city in Poland. You want to talk about empty parking lots?
Mm-hmm. You know, Never saw these supposed tents.
Yeah, these supposed tents that went up that because they had so many people needing medical help, they put up tents. But you can't see the lie if you obeyed them. And by staying.
Right, it was kind of strange, huh? It's surreal.
I'll tell you, event 201.
Anyways, what are you thinking, Dave?
I would say that this was highly exaggerated, and so for folks to go around and doubt the exaggeration, that's very easy, because we found many examples of exaggeration and lying. But what does that mean? When we listen to Dr. Peter McCullough, who was treating patients, we listen to Dr. Richard Fleming, who is also treating patients. Both these guys have 500-600 publications. These guys are serious scientists. Dr. Pierre Corey as well in the FLCCC, they don't say that there was no pandemic. They don't say that nobody died from this. They say, no, there are specific symptoms. We observed them. We treated them with a soup of things like we treated AIDS patients. And guess what? They got better. A lot of them got better. So I'd say there's a realness there, but there also may be a realness to what V is saying, that other techniques are being used to cause people illness or slip them in as well. The only the other thing that Dr. Lee Merritt, the point she made, which was very good, is that these guys, the NIH, Fauci, Gates, whoever, have patents on the virus, have patents on the DNA, the RNA that are in the vaccines. So if you accept the DNA and RNA in the vaccine into your body, they own part of your body. You've given away rights to your body. Now, if it comes in a non-consensual way, you have legal rights against them in an honest and true court. And if we believe there's an honest and true judge of the universe, we have maintained our own innocence. That's a very serious point. The patent on people, and she said that if they kill people off who have this in them, it's not genocide. That's what she's claiming. Now, she's a logical, reasonable person at a different level than Kaufman and Cowan, so I take her a little more seriously, but I question everything. Your comments on the patents or whatever. Yeah.
The thing about the patents, and this is very important, when things start breaking down, when the transhumanism starts breaking down, people have this illness because of that, and complications because of this. In the future, you know, they're going to look at your medical records. Okay, you took the Pfizer version of the vaccine. Okay, your steps start to do this, 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 and this. What are you going to say when they tell you that? What are you going to say? What are you going to do? Ursa, that brand, they all have a separate little protocol in which you must follow when some complications arise up here in the future. It's not just about the patent, but it's the patent process.
Experimentation.
Screw you over.
It's experimentation. Yes. You cannot tell me that over all these years they have not been, you know, sliding something into one lot of a vaccine that's gone out, and you have, you know, an outbreak of autism, you know, in one specific area, you know, whatever you want to call it. I can tell you the Moderna vaccine given out in Gillespie County, Texas, in Fredericksburg. I tried three people. I don't have fancy, you know, I don't have access to all the big fancy machinery, but I do have magnets all around me. And I went in and did this to my mother and two other people, one of my cousins just down the road about a mile from me here. The magnet stuck to their arm. I can tell you that ain't supposed to happen, and it did happen with the Moderna vaccine in this area.
Yeah, hey, Dave, I appreciate the call. I kind of want to go down this route that
there's one more comment regarding magnets. Dr. Lee Merritt has observations of people who were not vaccinated who are also magnetic. So it might be in the meat. That's all. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. You know, that's great input on the magnet thing. But what do you think about that? See, I don't know if you followed that at all. All of a sudden,
we're all bringing in nanomaterials, okay? And the reason why we have to breathe it in is because, yeah, I mean, you can eat the stuff. You can eat, all your food can be laced with the nanomaterials. But the thing is, it's harder for it to get into your bloodstream that way. It needs to be directly injected or breathed in. So
your body has its natural defenses. You know, if you breathe it or eat it or something like that. But when it's directly injected into your bloodstream, past all of your natural defense systems that God gave us, then it can have a more direct effect.
That gets me. I guess your observation, your postulation that the environment around us is actually causing these things goes along with what Dave was just saying, you know, that it could be that different people have ingested enough and they are magnetic or something like that. I know it's kind of weird that it happens right at the injection point, but not really weird if you accept that as something that's in the injection. I don't want to call it a vaccination, but
The final resting place, what we should be studying, is the final resting place for this nanoaluminum, and that is your neural pathways. So put on your magnetic helmets, people.
In the gonads, a long time ago, there was a guy named Schumann that came out, and he found the natural resonance that the Earth, produced way back when, before we had all the other electromagnetic spectrums around in the CERNs, and who knows what happens every time they turn CERN on. It's got more magnetic potential than the Earth does itself, if you believe what you hear. They're taking us away from our natural environment. They are basically transhumanizing us without our consent.
Without our consent. How do you get people to take, again, this is something that I said at the beginning of the show. So we as Americans had said no to the RFID chip. No. No, no, no. A resounding no. So how do you force it on us? Oh, well, you put it in the air to where we can't escape from it. Oh, you put it in the medicine that you say that we have to have. Oh, you're gonna saturate the ground with it so we can't escape it. I mean, it's just, you can't escape it. So we got to worry about the counter technology, and this is the solution. We need to worry about, because we're not going to be able to take over the state. We're not going to be able. And I've talked to some doctors about my idea maybe doing some sort of dialysis, like right after you take the shot,
right?
That kind of, like a home dialysis or maybe a portable kit that you slap on your arm somehow or something. I've been trying to talk to some engineers about creating something like this, but what's going to have to happen, really, in order to fight these scumbags, is we're going to have to create counter technology. I have many inventions, many designs, many of even just concept stuff that I hope to get out there, created, and given to the public. Because for me, I really want. The establishment to spend every dollar they've stolen from us on this stuff, and then for a solution to be put out there cheap and readily available for everybody, and just to have that solution and just watch them fall on their faces. That's my
generally they don't develop something that they, at the higher levels, at the upper echelon, you know, you want to call them the elite, whatever, you know, there is some type of prophylactic, you know, that they can take, they can use, they can protect themselves, whether it's some type of a pill, a medication, or some type of a frequency that they can negate, you know, these things that they're, you know, spreading out to all of us, you know, through the air, the chemtrails or whatever. More than likely, there is some type of prophylactic that they have available to them that it will not affect them, or not affect them at least in to the degree that it does us. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the hydroxychloroquine, you know, the ivermectin. You know, there are prophylactics that people have found that, you know, it might be a different strain of the flu. You know, it hits your respiratory system. But, you know, a lot of people have taken this stuff and recovered very quickly from it. And, you know, but it's kept for a select group, the secret societies, you know, the, once again, these evil bastards.
Well, and something that I want to tell people, and just along the main vein of what you just said, there is a saying among scientists that for whatever technology you create, whatever science you create, there's always a cheaper technology that's destructive to it, 10 times cheaper and effective than what you've created. So for all the high technology that is created to control us, I know people feel down in the dumps, feeling that they can't escape it. There's a simple device of something that you can create that can make all of it crash.
Like garlic.
You mean what I run my horses with can actually get rid of this sickness that I've got, that I've been sick for 2 weeks and all I had to do was eat some of my horse wormer?
Yeah. No, so, and people, I really want people, I want to study some of you people. If you're listening right now, if you're listening, because we have Bill Gates at top of this thing, at least towards the middle top of this thing. So
we'll call it the visible.
You're talking about Microsoft. And so Microsoft said that they would not be doing any more operating systems past Windows 10. Windows 10 is the last. There's no more operating systems. They're going to just do updates when necessary to Windows 10. There's no more.
What have they come out with?
COVID-19 came out, and Microsoft, or rather Bill Gates, has come up with a vaccine to modify us as people. Guess what? There's a new Windows operating system now.
Right.
I heard about this.
People don't understand. What people don't understand is that whenever you use the operating system on a computer, sure, it's to help you navigate the computer and the data and whatever it is that you're trying to do, but at the same time, the computer is also programming you.
Yep.
As you
mm-hmm.
need to.
Yep.
So, there was Windows was supposed to come up with a universal on every single computer to be used by everybody. It's supposed to have a platform to be used by everybody. Now, problem with that is there's Mac and then there was Linux. So they didn't get to do their world domination by doing so. But here we have Windows 11. And if you install Windows 11 and open it, you're going to see that it looks like a combination between Mac, Linux, and Windows.
You know, V, and then there are those freaks out there like me who's never used Windows 10 or Mac or any of this crap. Yeah. I've tried to exist in nature and stay with nature, and it's tough, folks, in this world. I'm a freak. I'm a freak.
Well, what I want to do is I want to study the people who get these vaccines, okay, the mind-altering autism juice. Okay, I want to see these people who get all their vaccine shots and use Windows 11. I want to study their brains. I really want to become a neuroscientist and study their brains, because that is going to be another key place to look at. if you want to figure out what the hell the government's trying to do to us.
Who knows what carriers are on those frequencies that your Wi-Fi is emitting, you know, the whole time when you're sitting in your house and it's radiating everywhere. You understand, you know, the higher the frequency, you know, the less distance it can travel. That's why, you know, the ELF waves you were talking about earlier, you know, they can use them for submarine communication because very long waves, you know, they can travel through water. They can travel through substances. Steve calls, cell phone boosters.
That ELF waves, I'm sorry, not ELF waves, but scalar waves travel 1.5 times the speed of light.
It's like the people the guy who invented the quantum computer said it was like standing before the altar of an alien god because no one really understands how it works. You know, if you ask it a question, it already knows the answer. You know, who knows? This stuff is creepy.
That's almost over. It's almost over. At least the show is. Hang on, we got a few minutes to wrap it up with B, and just way too many directions to go. Republic of Texas Radio.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So here we fight all through the night.
All right, we're back. Man, we've only got 6 minutes, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to get the heck out of the way. Hey, V, you know, got any last words for the people out there? What to tell them, how to, you know, get a hold of you or listen to your show and whatnot, if you would, please.
Well, if you listen to the show, then that means you are obviously acquainted with the Republic Broadcast Network. Yeah. I'm on from Monday through Friday. Fridays are sometimes a special show, or that, well, that I do at Red Pill Nation, simulcast sort of thing. Or I'll play a rerun, or I'll play an interview that I've done on another person's show. So Friday is sort of the wild card, but I'm on through Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. to midnight Central Time.
All right.
And also, if people want to check out my documentaries, for all the outlandish things that I've said this morning for you guys, I have cited my work. I've cited my research. It's not my work, but I've cited my research in my documentaries. Okay? In my documentaries. Again, go to YouTube, Truthtainment TV Network. Truthtainment TV Network. All one word when you type it in. You'll find my channel. You'll see the TV shows I've done. You'll see some of the other radio spots that I've done. You'll see, most importantly, in the playlist, my documentaries. I lay everything out to where a third grader can understand it. I've never had a complaint. Everyone has always told me my presentations were flawless, and they understood everything after my documentaries, after watching each documentary. So please, if this all seems to be very complicated to you, I cite my sources, I'll play the sources, and I'll discuss those sources generally after each clip. So I'm all about getting the population, the people, the citizens, my patriotic countrymen, to start thinking again. We've been disrupted in the way that we think, and to the point that where when we hear truth, oh, that's just BS. We don't want to think anymore. But I rebuilt that process for you, and how to get to point A to point B to point C to point D, all the way to Z. And that is how I format my show, any show that I do. I get people on that learning process, how to think. It's just not brainwashing. It's just math.
Trying to reconnect us with our natural thought processes, the intelligence that God gave us that's been driven out of us, is what you try to do, V. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, I actually found your Truthtainment TV network on YouTube. And I threw the link over where I usually throw links for those that listen to our show. But yeah, it's interesting. I can't wait. I guess I should click the subscribe button. Here we go. We just did that. That's it, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned. Big day. Republic Broadcasting. Bye.
Take care, folks.
Made sure that our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.